And as we welcome you back to Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium, our halftime interview is presented by Chevy, proud to be the preferred vehicle of Navy football. And at the break in this Commander-in-Chief showdown, it's Air Force 21 and the Midshipman 3. And our guest is a Naval Academy graduate, class of 1975, from Butler, Pennsylvania, Admiral John Greenert, who joins us. And it's so great to visit with you now as the Chief of Naval Operations, taking over last September. And I mentioned Pennsylvania as your home country. And last year, as a Steelers fan, you watched a playoff comeback against the Baltimore Ravens, and you brought that up just moments ago off the air, Admiral Greenert. So you're clinging to that hope that the Mids can generate some Steelers magic today.
I sure am. We've seen it before, and I realize I'm in the devil's lair here, Baltimore country, but I don't care. Yeah, that's what it takes. One set at a time, one series at a time, and as we were saying, boy, this first set of the kickoff is huge.
In your role, the magnitude of the job, how do you wrap your arms around it and get a handle on it now in charge of naval operations? You've commanded the largest fleet, of course, in the world, but now in your role since taking over last September, it seems almost inconceivable for most of us on the outside.
Well, first of all, you got to have a good staff. You got to depend on your leadership and your people. But, Bob, we tried to simplify it. This is complicated times. We got a lot of challenges coming up. But I think I'm asking our folks, look, we're about warfighting. That's what the countries are going to ask us to do. So to me, warfighting first. We operate forward, and operating forward to me is important. We've got to be ready to do that and look to that. And third, and more importantly, we've got to be ready. When the country asks for us to do the job, we've got to be ready to do it. I have total faith in our people, and as we look out into these challenges, simplify it and make sure you got the principles right.
Admiral Greenert, you work closely, I'd imagine, with the Superintendent of the Naval Academy, Mike Miller, who prepares many of the officers who lead the Navy and Marine Corps in the effort, of course, to protect our freedom. What are the things that you stress to him about developing young men and women ready to lead?
Well, we have to be motivated. We need a motivated group. He is an expert at that. We are very good friends. We have to be relevant. You know, our officer corps in the future, our sailors, have to be relevant. Things like cyber technology, laser technology, we need to look out and make sure we match up there. And we need to be diverse. We need to be a reflection of this country.
Speaking of the diversity and the achievement, this Navy football team, of course, has had so much success on the field. But what many people might not realize is how well the Mids have done in the classroom, for example, in terms of not only graduating their athletes among the top teams annually in the APR rankings by the NCAA, but also you've got young men like Keegan Wetzel with a perfect GPA, John Dowd, who's an academic All-American, near perfect in mechanical engineering. As you look at the midshipmen credentials for the football team, what strikes you about this group of people and what they're achieving off the field?
I'm amazed, totally amazed. And I got to tell you, I got to put a plug in for Coach Ken. I met the guy 2 years ago. I was at the White House for the Commander-in-Chief trophy. I bumped into him, said hello. We exchanged coins. And he was so humble, so clear-eyed about what he does. And all he could talk about was these great men that he leads. But in the classroom, they're amazing. I see these guys in the fleet. I'll see 1, 2, 3 years down the road. And they talk about how motivated they are to be in the Navy, to lead people. And clearly, playing football for Coach Ken is about leadership.
When we ask you about your memories of the Naval Academy, since we're at the stadium today, and you think back to 1973, 74 or so as a midshipman ready to graduate and go on into your next career as a naval officer, what memories come to mind now when you step back into the stadium, albeit a different stadium than it was back in the mid-70s?
Well, it's camaraderie. I had a chance to wade my way through the crowd, the midshipmen here today, and it's the same. It's gathering together, yelling together, and pulling together for the team. And that was a throwback to me. They still do it, and it's still relevant, and it resonates.
And I think it's certainly evident the late seconds of that first half, Air Force is deep on its own end. The Mids are down by 18, and the brigade of midshipmen is trying to raise the decibel level to affect the Air Force offense.
Right. I mean, people say never give up, and it's true in life. Opportunity will always present itself. And, you know, the old saying, it ain't over until it's over, the Yokester.
As your Steelers proved last
That's
year.
Exactly right.
Much to the chagrin of many here against the Baltimore Ravens. Admiral Greenert, so nice to meet
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank
Pleasure.
You. Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral John Greenert, class of 75. And the midshipmen, of course, try to come back on Air Force down 21-3 at the half as Navy football continues in a moment. Thanks, Pete.